Thanks for being with us this morning. Could you introduce yourself really quickly for me?
Sure. I'm Susie Santo, President and CEO of Go Wichita Convention and Visitors Bureau.
Welcome, Susie.
And I'm Barth Haag, Chief Marketing Officer at Wichita State University.
Tim Chase, President of Greater Wichita Economic Development Coalition.
Can you tell me a little bit about this project that you're working on?
We are embarking on identifying the Wichita brand, and that's really about what's unique and what makes Wichita special.
Is this refreshing the Wichita brand, or is this a brand new endeavor?
You know, it's a new endeavor, and really why we're excited to be here today is we are reaching out to the public, and we're inviting the public to participate with us in this process, and we really identify what makes us unique so that we collectively can help tell that Wichita story.
Susie, is Go Wichita spearheading this project with help from other partners?
We are all working together on this. In addition to those that are here today, we also have the Wichita Downtown Development Corporation and the Wichita Community Foundation, as well as the Wichita Chamber of Commerce.
Okay, so a lot of people participating. Can you tell me a little bit about how long you've been working on this rebranding or this branding project?
For the better part of a year, there's been discussions. You know, Tim and I have been chatting about how do we make sure that we're speaking the same language, if you will. But really, in the last several months, we've gotten together, we've got a great process, and this is about strategy. You know, this isn't about a pretty logo and a tagline. We are in the phase right now, we want to get the strategy to understand, you know, so it's research-driven, what makes us unique. So we really are kicking this off officially on September 2nd and 3rd with our Community Brand Summit.
Okay, and this is where anybody can come and participate and share their idea or their vision.
This is Barth. Anybody can come. In fact, we want to make sure as many people from the community are there as possible. This really isn't a process that marketers are doing at this point. We need to hear from everyone in the community. We need a lot of different perspectives, and that's what we're hoping we're going to get from this Brand Summit process.
Now, you, Barth, or Susie, or Tim, could you tell me what will you do with this information once you've gathered it?
Sure, this is Tim. First of all, I kind of look at it as a discovery process. We believe that our story, our brand, is in our DNA, if you will, as a community. It's here, and we all embrace it, but we need to identify it and be ready to package it. Once that happens, we think that there's an opportunity for it to be used both internally and externally with messaging. So as an example, if there was a campaign to sell automobiles in the community, a car dealer might embrace the brand in their advertising message. As we are, it's at GWDC, involved with selling the community for expansion and relocation of primary companies, we would sell or use that brand regionally, nationally, and for that matter, internationally. Not talking about a huge additional cost associated with this, because we all the participants are already spending pretty significant monies around the community, around the region, around the country, and around the nation to tell our individual stories. This is just a way to have a combined or a unique message that shows that we are in collaboration.
Speaking of collaboration, I was thinking of some smaller efforts that just individual groups of Wichitans were doing, like the people behind Keep ICT Weird or the postcard group who send those, you know, beautiful from Wichita with love postcards. Have you been hearing from other community leaders as you're embarking on this, kind of soliciting or volunteering their information for your brand building quest?
Well, you know, as we are just starting, this is the time we want to hear from them. We are at ground zero, and so this is the perfect time for those organizations to get involved and come on Tuesday and Wednesday night, provide us their thoughts. And also as a follow-up, there'll be a second opportunity, is immediately following this, we'll go into surveys. Well, we'll be surveying visitors, potential visitors, businesses, residents. And that survey, well, you can go to gowichita.com or any of the participants, and we will have that survey to fill it out. So this is the time we want to hear from all of those organizations, because there's a lot of people that have a lot of great thought. So we hope they come out and share their thoughts.
All right. Thank you for your time, everybody. And thanks for joining us.